Hey, what's up, you guys? Hope you guys are having a great day. I just did some Amazon Prime shopping to see what they have, and didn't see too much. It seems like they're really expensive, I guess because of COVID, but yep, I just figured I'd do a quick podcast and see what's up on the news. So let me get that queued up real quick. I'm gonna go to my favorite webpage, Google News. All right, let's see what's in today's stories. Of course, a lot of political stuff in the beginning. 6ix9ine resurfaces with new look falling overdose. Let's check that out. I guess he's went back to his normal hairstyle. I mean, nothing new. He's just sporting a beard, it says. And yeah, he's actually have normal black hair in his video. Not bad. Oh, of course, The Mandalorian 2. Can't wait for that. I just rewatched all of the Star Wars movies and TV series, and it clicks so much more now when you watch it in order. It's just so much better. You guys should definitely watch it from the beginning all the way to end. Like, he is planning to buy back furniture and resell secondhand. So I guess they're planning to start selling used furniture. That'd be interesting. They did announce about the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro. So check that out. What's up with that? Well, first off, I see that it says announced that it's 5G. Apple's iPhones just got faster. During its virtual event Tuesday, the company unveiled its iPhone 12 lineup. All four new devices come with 5G, including the ultra-fast millimeter wave version, company's 5.4-inch iPhone 12 mini, 6.1 iPhone 12 Pro, and 6.7-inch iPhone 12 Max. Jeez, we made so many different versions of different sizes. Packed some of the biggest advances Apple has made in years. Two middle phones go on sale next week. What? Pre-orders begin this Friday. While the Mini and the Max arrive in mid-November, starting price ranges from $699 for the Mini, making one of the cheapest premium 5G phones on market, to $1,099 for the Max. Good lord. No thank you. I'm more of an Android fan, so I had an iPhone, but it just couldn't click for me. I just didn't enjoy it. There's an article about astronomers see a black hole spaghettify star in real time. Let's see what that's about. Yeah, it's pretty much just a black hole that just literally turned the sun into, like, spaghetti string. Jeez. What else we got? Yeah, so that's really about it. It's not a lot of news today. Before, there was a bunch. Let's check out more. Oh, wow. AMC Theater says they might run out of money by the year end. Let's read that. With the complete lack of major new releases coming to theaters over the next couple months and potentially through the rest of the year, the industry is in trouble. Cineworld just closed all their Regal cinema locations in the United States. I heard about that last week because of how many blockbusters shifted to 2021. But AMC Theaters, along with Cinemax, pledged to stay open, but it doesn't mean they're in good position at all. AMC Theaters has revealed that things don't improve in their future. They might be out of cash by the end of 2020 or sometime early 2021. That's not good. I wonder if they're going to go bankrupt and just close all theaters. That's crazy. Because, like I said, I have an AMC membership. So I get to see 3 movies a week. And, man, I can't imagine if they close. It's like one of my favorite, like, pastimes to do, really. When I'm bored or have nothing else to do. Let's see what else we have. Netflix no longer offers free trials in the United States. Okay, let's see. As Netflix nears 200 million subscribers, it'll be shaking some things up when it comes to marketing. And the U.S. had offered a free trial period for years, remembering when Netflix stream came bundled with new games. This gave full access to the streaming library for up to 30 days, but TV Antimer points out this is no longer available. The Netflix help page encouraged potential users to simply sign up and remind them that they can cancel anytime, but curiously doesn't point out the free portal Netflix recently added that contains a selection of shows and movies anyone can watch without paying. Oh, okay. As for the competition, Disney Plus ended its free trial subscription in June. In a statement, Netflix spokesperson said, "We're looking at different marketing promotions in the United States to attract new members and give them a great Netflix experience." Variety notes that in some areas it phased out free trials a couple of years ago. On other countries like South Korea, it still has a limited time free offer. Wow, well, it's going to become a thing now to where free trials are going to be a thing of the past now. Kanye West releases first presidential campaign ad. Well, of course, you know, Kanye will always be Kanye. Of course, in the technology section, there's nothing but like Prime Day deals. It's literally littered all over through here. But I'm not sure if some of you guys heard, but Super Smash Bros. Ultimate new update, they're actually adding Steve from Minecraft into Super Smash Bros. I've seen a few videos on that, but I'm like, I don't know. It's weird, honestly. Like, I don't know, like, His fighting moves are like not that, I guess, entertaining, maybe you could say. Yeah, so that really seems to be about it, guys. I mean, looking through this, there's not so much on Google News today. Yesterday there was a bunch, but I don't know, I just wasn't in the mood for podcasting. But yeah, it just seems like there's not much. Well, hope you guys are doing well again. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'll be sure to see you guys in the near future. All right, take care, guys. Bye.